Amén.
Así que,
si tengo la mano, ya conviviendo toda la mano, no sé, tampoco. Salve, bienvenidos.
جو جائے دل سے
तुझे ये या मे मदीना।
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، وقال تعالى: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. كس كام كا وہ دل ہے، كس كام كا وہ دل ہے جس دل میں تو نہ ہو، بس نام كا وہ گل ہے جس گل میں بو نہ ہو. علماء کرام، most respected elders and brothers, normally on a Monday night we have a get together wherein the brothers sit together and we discuss a few aspects with regards to the spiritual reformation and purification of oneself. So therefore these programs, the theme of these programs is centered around the spiritual reformation and purification. So therefore, at the onset, we just like to clarify that this will be the theme of the program. Alhamdulillah, with regards to other aspects of knowledge, so there are many programs which I held. However, the intention of each and everyone seated here should be solely and only for the purification of our own selves. Our late Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Nawarullah Marqadahu, is to mention that many programs are held, talks are given, seminars are held, workshops are arranged, lots of intizam and arrangements are made, but yet you find that the desired effect is not found from those workshops. Of course, all those who participate, depending on their intentions, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. One of the reasons why we find that effect is not found is that there is one important ingredient that is missing, and that is ikhlas and sincerity. So what happens is that you have the speaker who is making a lot of effort, he has done a lot of research, he is speaking with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm and fervor. So sometimes he is lacking in ikhlas. His whole objective and intention to give the talk is that instead of inviting people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, instead of instilling within the hearts of people the love of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is actually inviting towards his own self. He is trying to enhance his own image. He wants to get some kind of recognition in society, acknowledgement in society. So his intention is for his own self. It is extremely frightening. There are riwayat wherein Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that people who are making khidmat of deen, the hafiz of the Quran, the qari of the Quran, the person who strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spilled his blood in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sacrificed everything for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or rather, people thought that it was being done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is that he did it for another reason. It was an ulterior motive. So on the day of Qiyamah, the person will say, "But Ya Allah, I did this for you and I did that for you." But Allah Ta'ala will say, "You are lying. That you gave that bayan, you gave that talk so that people can acknowledge you and people can see how well you can, how eloquent you are, how well you can express yourself. And you did the service of deen, whether it was supporting the masajid, the madaris, the ulama, the khanqas,
supporting the widows, the poor, the orphan, the needy. You did it so that people could call you generous. They could say, this is a very generous person. Or you strove in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But you did it so that people can say that this person gave his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now you did it for that reason. Now that you've come here, you cannot get anything. In the world, you got your acknowledgement. You wanted people to say that you are very generous. So people, yes, they called you generous. You got what you wanted. But now you cannot understand that sometimes the speaker has got intention, sincerity of intention. His only purpose is that how people can get linked to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we find that the people who are coming, so they are coming for entertainment. Let's see this person, what a powerful bayan he gives, and how informative his bayan is, and how we can increase our knowledge. So their intention is for entertainment. But yet you find that there's no change in their life. There is no change whatsoever in the life. Because the intention was not, I am coming for this. Now change the direction of my life. So their intention sometimes is not correct and the effect will not be found. And sometimes, as Maulana Rahmatullah says, sometimes you find that the speaker has got intention. The listener has got intention, sincerity. But the organizers of that program, they are doing it for an ulterior goal. So for example, they will call the great personality down that we want you to have a program in our workshop or in our program or seminar, whatever it may be. But their intention is that if we bring this sheikh down, so then we'll get a bigger crowd. More people will come and our organization will become exposed. So then we'll get more funds and then we'll get more money coming into the organization. So their intention is to gain money. Their intention is to gain more support. Their intention is to enhance their status in the country. What a great sacrifice it was. Today, in our times, if we have to migrate, so a person he's got his house, he's got his investments, he's got his business. So he will sell everything, and then he will transfer the currency on that side. He'll have something to start off with. But here when Sahaba al-Kiram made hijrah, many of them left everything behind. When they reached Madinatul Munawwara, they had absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. What a great sacrifice this was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really appreciated it and acknowledged it. Now such a great sacrifice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even gave them a virtue and a rank above the other Sahaba in Madinah al Munawwara. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith was then mentioned. That the person is quite simple. The person who made hijrat for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely his hijrat is for Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the one who made hijrat for dunya, for an ulterior motive and another purpose, or he made hijrat to get married to a woman, then his hijrat is for marriage. That's all he will get. In other words, he missed the reward in the tawaf. And that is why we always hear ulama ikram stating when a person goes out in jamaat, also they mention that always renew your intention. When you start the action, make sure you renew your intention. While doing the action, renew your intention. And when you completed the action, renew your intention again. I'm doing this only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and nothing else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that quality where we can remove people from our hearts. Remove people from our hearts. After all, what will people really do? A person will praise you. Today the same person praises you. After a few days the same person criticizes you. What is the most that a person can do? He will come into the masjid. He's frequenting the masjid. And coming to the masjid and mashallah, always seeing him in the masjid. And he would time himself. Whenever Maulana Yusuf Ramdhan would come out from the office, so then he would quickly dart forward and stand next to Maulana Yusuf. Seems like this person, alhamdulillah, has got some dream and enthusiasm. And he continued like this for a while. After a few days, one of the brothers from the Musalli, the locality, came to the Mu'ayyim Sabram. There's this particular youngster. He put a proposal for my daughter. He says he knows you very well. He knows you very well. And he's in and out here, the masjid. Mu'ayyim Sabram, I said, who is this person? He described everything. Mu'ayyim Sahib said, the only thing I know is that he comes and he stands next to me in namaz. More than that, I don't know anything. So see what he was trying to do, he was coming close to the sheikh, standing in his company, making sure that he's seen in the presence of that pious person, so that he can get a proposal and he can enhance his status. And see, I'm also sitting in the company of that buzruq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Amen. Some of them do that, they sit in the company of the sheikh so that they can take loans from others. Or they can get business deals, or they can get to know other people. and become popular and become wealthy and strike deals. So again, the person is sitting in the company of the sheikh, but he's got an ulterior motive. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So starting this program, our intention must be how we can improve our lives. And here we do not sit to listen to, you know, what is being said and how well the speaker expresses himself. But let's look at the content. Let's look at the content and let's see, does it apply to myself? Today, unfortunately, when we listen to a talk, then we say, you know, that particular person should have been here. You know, this talk was for him. He should have been here. He's not here now. Why are mentioning all these things? We forget ourselves. This is the trick of shaitan. Always focusing on everyone else and we're forgetting our own self in the process. So we must remember that when we are pointing a finger at somebody else, we have got four fingers pointing at ourselves. As Maulana Sahib Ramji used to state, that we are concerned about the fly sitting on the next person's nose, but we are not concerned about the python and snake that's wrapped around our neck.
Allah.
So this is the thing that we should understand, that we are the weakest. We always consider ourselves the weakest and never ever look down upon the next person. This is one important teaching that our mashayikh always teach us. Never ever look down upon the next person. Now for example, a person will say, but Quran, that person is committing an open sin and guna, you can see he doesn't have sunnah in his life, he doesn't have a beard, and he is like this and he's doing that and he's openly doing this. So ulama kiram has stated, now for example, you come into the masjid. And now when you enter the masjid, a youngster comes next to you, and you can see that youngster is far, far away from deen, pants is below the ankles. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq for implementing this and making this amal in our life. Today we must make intention. One of the four actions which our Qabili Nazarwala Shahim Muhammad Sahib has emphasized upon, one of them is to ensure that the trouser is kept above the ankles for the males, not for the women, for the males. Make sure that. Unfortunately, today is the opposite. The women are keeping their trousers way above the ankles, and the men want to keep it down on the floor. Yeah. Abnormal society. So Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi mentioned that ma asfala min al-ka'bayn min al-izhar finnar, that portion which is below the ankles will be in the fire of Jahannam. So therefore it's extremely serious, and we know in the Laylatul Bara, in the talks that the ulama kiram give, that one of the persons who will be deprived of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person, al-isbal, the person who keeps his trousers or any garment which is flowing from on top, the kurta, the trousers, the lungi, person's shawl, whatever it may be, any garment coming from the top down, otherwise the person's socks coming from the bottom up, there's no problem with that. The person's upper garment coming down, so if it is kept below the ankles, then this person is deprived of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat on the night of Bara'ah. Now, if we say that it is something trivial, if it is something small, then why will Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala deprive an individual of his rahmat? That in itself clearly indicates how serious this sin is. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to implement this and make amal. It just requires a little bit of himmat and courage. A little bit of himmat and courage. One person came to Hazrat Mu'ash ibn Sahib Thani Ramtulai. Hazrat, to keep the beard, you know, but you see the thing is the family, they all mock it and laugh at me. All the family members, they start laughing, they make a mockery out of me. It's a bit hard now, you know. I want to keep it, but now they're all laughing, what must I do? So look at how the Ahlullah give a person himmat and courage. He told him, let them laugh. Let them laugh so that on the day of Qiyamah you don't have to cry. Let them laugh now. On the day of Qiyamah you will not be crying. You will be smiling, you will be happy, elaborating. But in this world, if you keep them happy, you keep them smiling, on the day of Qiyamah you will be crying. You will be crying. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that himmat, that courage. And this is what all this is about. We have to understand that who is our true benefactor. And to develop this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person who becomes an ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will say that Allah who has been so kind to me, jisne sar bakhsha usse sar kashi zeba hai, that Allah who has given me every faculty that I have in my body, my eyes, my ears, my hands, my feet, that Allah who is allowing my heart to beat, how can I then use these bounties to disobey and displease that kind, loving, caring Allah? So this consciousness needs to be created within our hearts, and we need to intensify our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mentions, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ الدِّنْيَا. Those who believe in Allah ta'ala, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intense. Intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who really loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not want to disobey and displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, this aspect of keeping the trousers above the ankles, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal on this important teaching of our mashayikh. So the Ahlullah, they place a lot of emphasis on the spiritual purification of oneself. And this is extremely, extremely important. When we started, we had mentioned, kis kaam ka wo dil hai, jis dil mein tu na ho. Bas naam ka wo gul hai, jis gul mein bu na ho. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the animals a heart. Now what is the difference between a human being and an animal? Unfortunately, today we are living in a society where we have animals in the form of human beings. There was one buzuruk, and we heard this from our leader in the morning, Patel Sahib Rahmatullahi. Allah had given him this karamat and this capability that he could see a person's weaknesses. It was it was personified in a human form, or in a animal form. So what used to happen is, he used to say that, blindfold me, to tell his khadim, blindfold me when I enter the masjid. When he used to walk in, make sure you blindfold me. So they used to do that. And why? He said, when I walk in the masjid, I don't see human beings. I would see a lion, I would see a wolf, I would see a tiger, I would see some frightening, lethal, dangerous creature. I would see that in the masjid. What was happening? Whatever bad quality a person had in himself, the person may have been, had the quality of being very, very nasty to others. He may have been very, very harsh to others. He didn't have mercy for another person. So that was personified, or it was in a form of perhaps a lion that would tear a person apart, tear a creature apart. They had no mercy, no rahm. So he saw this here. But unfortunately, too, we are living in a society where you find that such crimes are being committed, and people are doing such things that you ask yourself the question that where is humanity? Where is that kindness? Where is that consideration? As the Maharaj Sahib Tanvir Rahmatullah said, that he used to say, agar kutub banna hai, to kahi aur jao. A person, you want to become a kutub, you want to become a ghaus, you want to become a great Allah wala, then go somewhere else. There are great many other places you can go. Go somewhere else. It reminds me, one person came to Hazrat, so and so person says he became an Abdal. He's an Abdal. You know, the Abdals are very great saints and pious chosen servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely detached from this world and completely attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said, ah, pehle gosht tha, Abdal ban gaya. He said, the person made a claim, he said that he's an Abdal. When we make claims, we must never ever make claims. We should always regard ourselves as the weakest. And this brings me back to what I was saying. See, we went off slightly. Alhamdulillah, we came back. What we were saying was that, never look down upon anybody else. And we mentioned that if a youngster comes next to you, and that youngster has his trouser below his ankles, and he seems to be far, far away from deen, then too, we have no right to look down upon that person. Now, ulama ikram have stated that what you should mention, say to yourself, see, this youngster is 25 years old, 27 years old, 18 years old. I do not know. Tomorrow, 1 year's time, 2 years' time, he could change his life. Perhaps he goes out in the Jama'at. He goes from door to door. He completely transforms his life. He becomes a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he's 25. Perhaps another 30 years he may live. 30 years in the obedience of Allah ta'ala, his tawbah will be so sincere that Allah ta'ala will wipe away all the evil and sins. He's much better than me. I do not know. I am 40 years old, I am 30 years old, I am 50 years old. I know what's the condition of my life. I haven't really obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I haven't really done justice. Tomorrow I do not know what will be my condition. So therefore this person is even better than me. And on the other hand, if a person sees an elderly person and he's far, far away from deen, then a person should say to oneself that I do not know. This person is 60 years old, 70 years old. How do I know? Perhaps he led a life of obedience of Allah ta'ala for 60 years. And maybe the last 10 years or 5 years he went a little bit off. And perhaps he can come back on deen. So in reality he has got 40 years or 30 years of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I do not even know whether I'm going to live the next hour or second. So he is then better than me. Balke our ulama-i-kiram has stated, Hazrat Mu'ashir al-Islam Tanvir Rahmatullah says that when you wake up in the morning, then you should address yourself. And he said, I address myself that I am from all the Muslimin and Mu'mineen. May sabseh kam darbu fil haal. I am the lowest and the weakest. I am the weakest person. I am the most useless person. Our Khaja Azim, tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, bas agar ho to khar mein. He says, the Khaja Azim Hasan Madhub Rahmatullah, he says, Ya Allah, in this garden of yours, tere gulistan mein sab gul hai, everybody is a flower. Everybody has got a beautiful fragrance. You've got some beautiful quality. Ya Allah, if there's a thorn in your garden, I am the thorn. I am the thorn in your garden. Look at the level of fanaiyat. Look at how they annihilated themselves. Look at how they made tawadu of themselves. But when a person makes fana, that is when Allah Ta'ala gives baqa. And our ulama kiram have given a beautiful example, as Mu'anis Sahib Alhamdulillah have given the example of a seed. A seed. Now if you have a mango seed, and you have two mango seeds. Now the one mango seed, the person takes that mango seed. Now let's just say, for example, the mango seed could speak. It's an example. So the one mango seed, the owner said, listen, I want to bury you in the ground. I want to bury you in the ground. And you put you underground. So that mango seed, no problem. If you want to put me underground, you are the master, I am going underground. The other mango seed, no, I don't want to go underground. I want to stay on top. I want to stay on top. I do not want to go under. What's going to happen under? Why must I lower myself? Why must I annihilate myself and go under the ground? So now the question is, what will happen? After a period of time, yes, that mango, nothing will happen. You won't see anything. Now that mango that was left up, everybody will see it for a while. But after a while, when the rays of the sun starts striking onto that seed, it will become dry and eventually it will become totally destroyed. On the other hand, that mango seed that was buried beneath the sand, beneath the earth, once the rain starts falling and slowly the shoots start coming out, then we won't see anything. But after a period of time, as that mango tree begins to grow and become stronger and stronger and stronger, eventually what will happen from that same seed that buried itself, or that allowed itself to be buried, and from that same mango seed you'll find many more seeds can be planted and many more trees can grow. This is the example of the person who allows himself to make, he makes fana of himself, he annihilates himself, he lowers himself, he humbles himself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Ali Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Nawar Allah Marqadahu has mentioned that wherever you will find dispute between two parties, two individuals, whether it's husband and wife, whether it's brother and sister, whether it's parents and children, whether it's family members, business partners, you will find the underlying cause, that is pride, takabur. Pride and takabur, the person doesn't want to make fana of himself, he wants to keep himself above, and as a result you'll find it. Imagine if every single party has said, no, don't worry. I make you mark. That person, no, I also make you mark. Then there's no fight left. There's no fight left there. But today everybody wants to make, you have his statement heard, and everyone wants to have his right. Of course it doesn't mean that if somebody is usurping your right, so that you should allow that right to be usurped within the parameters of Shariat. We are allowed to fight back for our rights. But here we are talking about where we go on fighting and screaming and shouting. One student of ours mentioned in family, they had a family gathering. So now that family, they're fighting for their estate now. I don't know how long. The grandparents, the grandfather has passed away years ago. It's so sad that some of the elder brothers have already passed away. They haven't even received a share of their estate. Now the balance of the brothers, they're fighting. Now this one, you know this, but he said this here. And I said, he's telling me they're having a gathering there. And now the one said something. The other one got up, he wants to hit the other brother. Now the nephews are trying to stop the whole thing. They said that uncle took that tea and saucer and everything and he threw it on them. He missed the uncle and went on one of the nephews. But this is what happens. The person becomes like an animal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these beautiful qualities. So he said, agar kutub banna hai, to kahi aur jao. Lekin agar insaan banna hai, to mere paas aao. If you want to become insan, then you come. The other day we were walking somewhere with some friends. A Muslim person had a swimming pool. So now the neighbor's house, his house,